Breaking developments on Capitol Hill as we watch the House trying to vote in a new speaker. Let's go back to Capitol Hill. WTOP's Mitchell Miller is joining us live. Mitch, what's the latest?
Mark, it looks like Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has lost on the first ballot for House Speaker. The vote could be changed. It has not been gaveled in yet, but it does appear he has lost on this first vote. 20 Republicans did not vote for Jordan. The vote count was 212 for Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries, 200 for Jordan, and those 20 votes for other candidates. Without present votes, 217 votes are needed to win the speakership, and let's listen in here.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California has received 6 votes. Lee Zeldin of the state of New York has received 3. The Honorable Steve Scalise of the state of Louisiana has received 7. The Honorable Mike Garcia of the state of California has received 1. The Honorable Tom Emmer of the state of Minnesota has received 1. The Honorable Tom Cole of the state of Oklahoma has received 1. The Honorable Thomas Massey of the state of Kentucky has received 1.
So that was the House Speaker pro tem, Patrick McHenry, reading off the many other votes that did not go toward Jordan. So now the question is, when will they do a second ballot? Jordan has indicated that he does want more than one vote. Again, as we've talked about in the past, 15 votes were required to get Kevin McCarthy in the post. We'll see what happens next. But right now, Jim Jordan has not won the speakership. And again, we remain without a House Speaker here in the U.S. House of Representatives. Mark?
Mitchell, does it appear that Republicans are willing to go round after round, as they did with McCarthy, to try to see if they can get somebody, namely Jordan, into that seat?
That's a great question, Mark. And I think that the stomach for doing that is limited. I think that a lot of people thought it was embarrassing when it happened the previous time. And now you're in the middle of a crisis in the Middle East. And I just don't think that Republicans are going to want to go that many votes. Now, I think they will go at least another vote, maybe 2 or 3, and then we'll have to see what happens. And getting back to Patrick McHenry, he is a person who kind of looms in this whole drama, because a lot of people have said, if the Republicans just cannot decide on somebody with those 217 votes, he might be the person that might have to temporarily be brought in as Speaker, kind of as an emergency break glass moment here. But again, we'll have to see what happens in these next few votes and how many are actually taken in the next few hours.